There is probably no other composer who has developed an individuality of musical style, not even the great Wagner, so markedly as Puccini. He is always the same, but like no one else. The genius of many other composers is represented in the work of Wagner, but all Puccini's is his own. If you have heard Boheme, Butterfly, and Nacchasca, you would still recognize this record as being an aria by Puccini, for they are all alike. Different in theme and melody, they are the same in style and orchestration. In listening to this record, do not concentrate altogether on the voice. Follow closely the orchestra, for there some of the most beautiful parts will be found. Puccini's orchestra is like the Greek chorus. It tells you the story and sometimes what the characters are thinking, rather than what they are saying. One of the great operatic masters was once conducting a rehearsal of his new opera. One of the characters made his entrance and started a joyful air about how happy he was to the accompaniment of miserably doleful harmonies in the orchestra. Some friends attending the rehearsal remonstrated with the composer, but he waved them away, shouting, "Don't you believe him, don't you believe him, he's just murdered his mother." The story of La Tosca tells of the political intriguer Angelotti, who, having escaped from jail, is hiding in the church of St. Andrea. Cavaradossi is painting. His canvas is to represent Mary Magdalene. Angelotti and the painter, being friends, fall to chatting. But the latter, hearing the voice of Tosca, his fiancée, urges his friend to conceal himself once more. Tosca, a famous singer, enters. She is of a jealous nature, and a scene takes place between her and her lover. He pacifies her and she departs, whereupon the painter tells the prisoner of a well in which he may hide, and they plan his escape in woman's clothes. In Act Two, Scarpia, chief of police, in his gorgeous apartment at the Farnese Palace, awaits Tosca, who is to sing at the Queen's festival. An agent of the police enters with Cavaradossi, arrested in a lonely villa, whither Tosca had gone with him. The painter gives no clue of the whereabouts of Angelotti. He is sent to the torture chamber. Tosca arrives and hears the groans of her lover. In the extremity, she divulges the hiding place of Angelotti. The painter, now brought in from the torture chamber, chides her for this revelation. Scarpia orders him executed. Tosca pleads, but the villainous Scarpia tells her the only way to save her lover's life is to give herself to him, Scarpia. Angelotti has been executed. Cavaradossi is prepared to meet his doom. Tosca, driven to desperation, at last agrees to yield to Scarpia if he will then arrange for her and her lover to depart in safety. He orders a mock execution, but when he comes to claim his reward, Tosca stabs him and escapes. In the next scene, Tosca hurries to Cavaradossi in his cell. She explains the plan she has arranged. Next morning, the mock execution takes place, but alas, it is real, and Cavaradossi lies dead before her. Tosca is frantic. She hears voices and realizes that Scarpia's murder is discovered. A crowd enters, and the crazed woman runs to the parapet and jumps into space, crying, "Scarpia, may God judge between us." The Stars Were Shining, which is the aria given on this record, is sung by Cavaradossi while alone in his cell, as he remembers his former meetings with his loved one. The air is calm at first, and then, as he calls his present hopeless situation to mind, it rises with intense pathos and closes with a sob of passionate grief. Eduardo Ferrari Fontana has sung in most of the European musical centers, in Buenos Aires and in the United States. He was a member of the Boston Opera Company before New York secured him for the Metropolitan Opera House. Commenting on the singer's New York appearance, Frederick John wrote in the Boston American, "Eduardo Ferrari Fontana has gone to New York and made the greatest sensation in the Metropolitan since Caruso first opened his lips there. And yet there is no evidence that his success is destined to be transient, for time has so far deepened the first impression and has served to place him still higher in the public's esteem.